The Mishnah and Daf Chafaf on the Beis brings down a machlokes b'shamah beis Hillel if one could heat up water for rechitza on Shabbos. B'shamah say lo yachim adam cham in the raglov, you can't heat up water to wash your feet on Yom Tov. Elam ken ruin l'shasiyah. Beis Hillel matir, Beis Hillel say that you could heat up water on Yom Tov for rechitza. So what's the machlokes over here? So Rashi says that b'shamah hold that even though the Torah is matir to heat up water on Yom Tov, that's only if it's a tzarchei chol nefesh, that's only if it's going to be for eating. But over here, it's not for eating, it's for echitza, that's not considered echol nefesh, and therefore it's going to be yasser. He says, lirchot raglov, echol nefesh hitar akasov loy lahaver or bishol rechitza. You can't do havar for echitza, only for echol nefesh, and therefore it's going to be yasser. The question is, what's upshad in Beisil? Beisil, who's matter to heat it up, what is the beer and what nekuda are they being chaylik? So l'chari kuklera chakir and shitas Beisil. Is it the pshad that Beisil is maskim to Beis Shammai that this is not considered eichel nefesh? Eichel nefesh is only for food, not for rechitza. But afal pichin, they hold it's mutter because they're going l'shitas, and that they hold a mitaych. Shitas Beisil earlier on Dafid Beis is that you say mitaych, just like mitaych shehutra haitzah letzarech, hutra haitzah shaloy letzarech, mitaych shehutra havar letzarech, hutra shaloy letzarech. And therefore, even though this is not eichel nefesh, but once havar is mutter for eichel nefesh, we say mitaych and it's mutter even not for eichel nefesh. Is that the pshan in Beis Hillel? And then Bisham would be going l'shitasim that they don't hold a mitaych. So this machlekes is really l'shitasim whether you hold a mitaych or not. Or is the pshat that Beis Hillel doesn't need to come out to mitaych over here, even if you don't say mitaych. But Beis Hillel holds be'etzem, this is considered eichel nefesh. Eichel nefesh is lav dafka achila, but any tzarchei haguf is considered eichel nefesh. So Bisham is saying you can't, the het of eichel nefesh is dafka for eating. But something which is not eating, that doesn't go into eichel nefesh. M'shengen Beis Hillel holds that even this is considered eichel nefesh. If your guf is nana from it, it's eichel nefesh. And it's mutter be'etzem because of eichel nefesh, you don't even need to come out to mitaych. So is it the pshat that Beis Hillel is masking that it's not eichel nefesh, but it's mutter mitaych? Or you don't need mitaych, it's be'etzem considered eichel nefesh. And this lechar is a machlokes rishonim. If you look in the Ran over here, the Ran says lehadya that the reason of Beis Hillel is because of mitaych. He says b'sol matim the islam mitaych, they hold a mitaych. So clearly the Ran holds that be'etzem Beis Hillel is masking to Bishami that it's not eichel nefesh, but it's mutter because of mitaych. They're going l'shitasim, and the machlokes Bishami Beis Hillel would be going l'shitasim. But if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Aleph Halachat Zayin, he says like this. He says rechitza v'sicha harein b'chlal achila v'shasiya. So the Rambam saying clearly, why is rechitza mutter on Yom Tov? Because it's bichlal achila v'shasiya. It's included in achila v'shasiya. It's included in the heter of eichel nefesh. Anything which is tzarech haguf is eichel nefesh. So the Rambam is saying clearly that's not the pshat that it's not eichel nefesh and it's mutter midin mitaych, but it itself is eichel nefesh, and you wouldn't even need to command to mitaych. So very you said machlokes over between the Ran and the Rambam. What's the pshat in shitas Beis Hillel? If the Ran, it's not eichel nefesh, it's mutter midin mitaych. If the Rambam, it's you don't need mitaych. It itself is considered eichel nefesh. Now the question is, what's the hechach of the Rambam to learn this pshat that it's considered eichel nefesh? If we anyways have a machlekes that Beis Hillel holds it's mutter mishum mitaych, even if it's not eichel nefesh, why be mechadash a new machlekes over here? Why say that they argue and hold that it is considered eichel nefesh? Maybe both Bisham and Beis Hillel agree that it's not eichel nefesh. And the question is, their old machlekes, is it mitaych or not? So Rabbi Kiveg over here in the Mishnayos sort of bavarns this kasha, and he says that the hechach would be from the Gemara in Dafid Beis and Adalf, the Gemara before brought down Shitas Rabbah, that Rabbah held that Bisham and Beis Hillel not arguing about Mitaych, and even Beis Hillel does not hold a Mitaych, they just hold that Haitzah is Mutar and Yantav, and there is no Raya that Beis Hillel holds a Mitaych. So if he Rabbah, if Beis Hillel don't hold a Mitaych, how do you learn Pshat in this mission over here? Why is a Mutar to be Mechamen, the Chamen, the Rechitza? So if he Rabbah, it would be Mukhrach that it's not a Heter Mitaych, but they must hold that it is considered Eichel Nefesh. So once that's Mukhrach and Rabbah, even though in the other sheet, there's no call like Rabbah, Mehechit Tesei to be Mechadosh and New Machlaikis, that they're arguing Mishum Mitaych. Anyways, in Rabbah, we have to say the Beis Hillel hold it's considered Eichel Nefesh, or you could say that Luchuliam, and that could be the Makkah for the Rambam to say that the Beis Hillel hold it is Eichel Nefesh, you don't need to come out to Mitaych. But the Shitas HaRashba is not like that. The Rashba and the Ran, they seem to hold that you don't need a command to, you don't have to, there's no hechach to say, not in Rabbah, that it's mutter mitam eichel nefesh. It taki isn't eichel nefesh. And the reason why it's mutter is because of the din of mitaych. And this machlekes over here, Bisham Beis Hillel, would be that same machlekes earlier, whether they hold a mitaych or not.